Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello all and welcome to Dave Sandy Q&A, which today is brought to you from Toolstation in Northampton. And I'm kind of on the clock at the moment. I can't get in here. I've got a booking time of 11:15, but I can get in 1/4 hour early. I've got to get this in, get it off, get down to Biggleswade and get that one loaded ready for B&M's at 2. So it's all a bit tight. But I've rung the guy. What you do, I've rung the firm that I'm doing the next job for and said, here's the situation. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. I'm here. It's 10 pallets. Shouldn't need to be checked. Should be out. We should be okay. If you hit B&M's at 2:30, they'll probably still be on 2:15. That's probably still acceptable. So it's tight, but I still think we can do it. But I've told him, and he said, that's fine. Let me know if anything changes, which is what all you can do. Because, like, if anything does change, I'm going to say, look, I'm still on a bay, mate. What can I do? What do you want me to do? You put them in the picture. You haven't let them down at the last minute. You haven't turned around and gone, oh, no, you know, I said I'd be there, but I'm 100 miles away. They've got all the option. And if I think it's going wrong at any stage, I'll ring them and go, look, you might want to read it. They shouldn't struggle getting that job off. It's coming out of Biggleswade. So, but hopefully it won't happen. And I've got 3 in today. I had a real quick one this morning. One of them lovely little jobs. Because this one was a 9:30 pickup. I don't like a 9:30 pickup. I want to get running early. And I booked it because there wasn't a lot else. And then 8 o'clock, 8:30, Milton Keynes to Milton Keynes. Didn't pay a ton of money, but got in there at 8, bosh, the whole thing done in 3/4 an hour. Lovely. Anyway, Sunday Q&A. The first intro is from Trucking About with Steve. Happy belated birthday. It would have been Steve's 25th. He would be 42 now. And congratulations on your grandchild. Steve would say Grand C-Max or something daft like that. So this is our mate, the nefarious Steve Campbell, who alas is no longer with us. But he's with us in spirit. He was a great contributor, the nefarious Steve. He had his own channel and his own stuff out there, and he's sorely missed. So just, we might not talk about him quite as much as we did, but I'm pleased you're out there. I'm sorry, I don't know who threw the comment. I guess it must have been Steve's last light, you know. But thank you. And yeah, he's still in our thoughts. Bless him. Right, this week's fuel prices. I obviously won't be able to do what I did. I'll do what I did last week. When I get them in, they'll go down in the description. Because I'm doing a video Friday morning. I won't get the price until Friday afternoon. This week's fuel price, and I haven't put them in. No, they're down in the description, but I haven't written down this. Now, last week, right, okay. If you want to see last week's fuel prices, you can have a look at last week's description. Why you want to know them? Right, but we have got from White Van Man, who said last week he had Watson's at 111.48, Key Fuels at 110.41, and Drive Carb Fuels at 110.48. So Silvery Key Fuels, they did quite well for him. They didn't work out for me, but they did quite well for him. He said, I cannot beat your Express price this week. Now, the guys at Express Fuels, I like them. They're a small band. There's only 2 of them, and they broke off from the big mob. They broke off from, they broke off from the big mob because they didn't like the way they did business, which is the way they did was they just ratchet it up every week and see if you notice. And they said, we'll give you a good price every week. We can't guarantee it's the best price, but we'll give you a decent price. And unfortunately, the prices they've been giving me are just not close enough for me to work with them. But I think because they work on a 4-week cycle rather than a 2-week cycle, when other people's price has gone up, you still get a better price off them. So give them a go. If you get a chance, there's nothing in it for me. This isn't a promo. I'll tell you if there is, and I'll tell you if there isn't. And this, I just like the guys. So it's Express Fuels. They also were called something else. Back at Dale... Steel, Dale Snow, he's a contributor. Hello, Dale. Dale something or other. But it's Express Fuels. That's not even the right set of cars. Yeah, but give them a shout if you like. Failing that, do what you want to do. And going on, because I did say to White Man Van, are you getting the better prices? Because sometimes you get a better price if you're on fleet because you're spinning over a lot more fuel. And he says, no fleet here. I run one small van and fill up two or three times a week. I think I get a good price because I have three fuel cards and religiously only use the cheapest one each week. I've also told all my account managers that that's what I do. They know if they aren't the cheapest, I won't be using them. I also avoid surcharge sites, you know, which makes good sense. And I don't take the attitude, it's only 1p a litre more expensive, it doesn't matter, even though it's only 45p on an individual fill-up. That's fair enough. I just, the thing is, with the guys, I like to support the little guy if I can. I like to use the local shop. I like to use the local pub if I can. You know, you can go to, I mean, I do all these, obviously, in a big shop, I'm not an idiot. But if you can get bits and pieces, go to the local shop. You don't have to go down to Witherspoon's because it's cheap. You can go and use the local pub. It's, I just like the little guy because I'm the little guy. It's just me. You know, I haven't got a multinational. I haven't got 1,000 trucks on the road and 100 million sort of distribution centre. It's just me. So for, if it's a little bit dearer, I will. But obviously, if it's a lot dearer, business is business. You know, I'm still working here. So, but yeah, like I say, Express Fuels have been kind to me this week. I will put the thing in the description and I will hopefully remember to add it on a Q&A. So, right. Question of the week. Right. Question of the week comes from 777Mo. And he says, woohoo, question of the week. I'm in Luton if that helps for a T-shirt. Now, the T-shirts are coming. And the way, I think what I'm going to do, because I've spoken to the Insurance Revolution mob, who, incidentally, are the people I use for insurance. I find them very good. They might be the cheapest, but you always want the cheapest if you want peace of mind and know if something goes wrong. I would say at least give them a shout. And if you mention my name, Pete the Trucker, or you use like the phone number down below, or you use a link down below, that'll automatically take you to the cheap bit. I get a drink out of that one. But I mean, I'm not saying go with them, but I'm saying at least try them. You know, because they are good. They're human, which is always what I wanted. Yeah, they're sending me, and also this comes from Evalis. He said, what company offer you insurance, please? So I've already given him a link. But they're also sending me some T-shirts. I've got some merchandise. I've got the new logo and all that kind of stuff, which kind of came from them. I just went, here's the logo. I went, all right, thanks. And there's some T-shirts coming. It's got basically my little logo and the Insurance Revolution plastered all over it. But I'm getting 50. So what I said, originally they were going to post them out, and then the man there says, I'm just going to send them all to you, and you post them out. So if you want a T-shirt, I've got a plan. We've now got an email address, PeteTheHXTrucker, because I'm on the Hornish Exchange, @gmail.com. So just send me your name and address to the T-shirt. Obviously, there's a few regular contributors out there. You know, I'm still a couple of them, like Tiffy and Godzilla's. I'm still waiting for a response from you. They all sent me one, so he'll get one. Obviously, Nick the Urban Trucker, he's top of my list, because he's my transport agent, he's the man. So he'll be getting one. I mean, why you'd want one, I'm not 100% sure, but they're there. And what I plan to do, we'll do the giveaway, we'll post them all out, then what I want you all to do is take photos and send them in, and then I'm going to do, like, do you remember, like, Vision On, the gallery, contemporary reference to the 18 to 25 year old ones, you know, as long as you're wearing the T-shirts, we can go, do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Ah, da, da, da. You know, you remember that? Yeah, old Tony Art thing. And before, I think it's before Morph. It's before Take Art. Vision On. I must have been about six. Must have been 50 years ago. Right, anyhow. So we're working on that one. Also, this is interesting as well. James Fletcher Vlogs. He says, hi, Pete. I thought you'd be interested. I have an email today from the CXHX company to inform me they're no longer factor internally, as the CX have banned it from the first 26, so you will not be able to use factoring companies on the CX from the 1st of January. And I've heard a woman ring me up about this, but I think she was just ringing everybody, and I'm waiting for the email. My question is, what happens if you've just joined the CX, you paid their subscription, and you've signed up with a factoring company now, and the factoring company you signed up with for a year? So I'm all ready to go, and I've got to be with them at least a year. And they go, and they say, well, you know, actually, within a month's time, you can't use them. I'm with my factoring company until about March. I mean, what I'd have to do is just ring my factoring company saying, I'm sorry, I can't factor invoices anymore. But I'd still have to pay them 3 months' worth of commission, and that ain't cheap. That's about £300 a month just to have the company facility. So it's going to cost me the best part of a piano. I don't have to see it 100% thought this one through. So I think maybe you can say we're banning all factoring companies, but I think the leeway on that from 2 months, and I do wonder if it's because they're going to factor internally. Because I know there is a thing which for some reason I can't use anymore. I used it for a little while and I can't. And to be honest with you, it's done me a favour because I don't want it. I'm trying to get out of this. Where you can just sort of run the invoice through on a quick. How are we doing? Because I've got to make sure I've got 10 minutes. Right, yeah. So, that's that. The main video this week, short jobs versus long. It was going to be where you're going to park the truck. But this is basically what I've been doing this week. So the guy who asked where you park the truck, I did ring him and speak to him directly. Your video is still on there. It'll come out soon. Well, ish, you know. But it's the idea of doing a lot of bitty jobs rather than the big one. So what I've done this week, I mean, Monday was all right. Monday I was loaded, ready to go. That was normal up and back, up and down type thing. Then Tuesday, I did like one job for £200. And it was like, it wasn't far. It was like 20 miles, and then I waited for about an hour and a half, hour and three quarters, and then I got one 6 miles for like £175 because they need a truck. There is a basic amount that people will pay for a truck, and that's 375. And I kind of thought, okay, well, that's not great. You know, my target for the day is a bit more than that, but I haven't burned a load of diesel, I haven't worn all the parts out. I've had an easy day. You say it's an easy day, you're lying on the bed looking at it. I've tried it before. You cannot go home. Don't go home. Because that would stuff you. So I'm laying on the bed. I'm looking at it. And then you're lying. And all the time you're thinking, what if one don't come up? What if I'm... You might get £200 today. And then the next day, I had one in the morning. That was... I can't remember what I'd done now. It was like one with 200. 15 miles. Then I had another one straight after it from across the road, bang. And I had to go over to Cambridge, so it's a bit further, 2:30. I was on 4:30 at 10:30. Oh, here we go. 4 hours later, I'm like, nothing. Absolutely. Well, there were jobs, but it's like, well, I'm picking up now from St. Neots, and that's going to Wolverhampton. So by the time I pick it up, and I get over to Wolverhampton, and I get it dropped. Oh, and I'd also put one for the morning, which was just an up and down from Bedford down to Southampton back to Bedford. I thought, by the time I get over to Wolverhampton, get it tipped, can't get anything on for the morning, so I'm booked for the morning, I'm coming home empty. All the money I make from picking up and driving out to Wolverhampton, I'm just going to burn in diesel on the way home. I might make a little bit, but is it worth the grief? And then you think, I pick that job up, and then 5 minutes later, it pings up. Certainly it's to Dunstable. You're like, oh, why don't I take the Wolverhampton one? It will drive yourself mad with it. So I've been speaking to Nick about it. Me and Nick have a chat all the time. And we've come to the conclusion, all you can do is the best you can with the information you've got at the time. So you go, I'm going to take that job because that is the best thing that's on there right now. And then if one pings up afterwards, there you go. And maybe, if times are tough, consider tramping. Alternatively, go, well, okay, I haven't bought in quite so much money this week, but my mechanics bills are going to be cheaper, my diesel bills are going to be cheaper, my AirBlue is going to be cheaper, my fluids are going to be cheaper, because I haven't run so far. That's what I think. Anyway, what do you guys think? So Cowboy Dan says, he says, I usually look after I've completed a job, and it used to work. But that was when I started on the CX a couple of years back. Not a bad idea to see if something's coming up when collecting. Might give that a go. Last 3 months, I haven't used the exchange. I've been lucky. Someone that pays fairly close doesn't. Basically, he's got his own customer, I think. However, I finish early, about 3 o'clock. I do look on the exchange. So basically, he's got his own customer. He finishes about 3 o'clock, and then he'll have a look to see if there's one more he can grab for a bit extra pocket money, I think. I agree with you. I think you want to have the jobs lined up. Now, I've done a video. We'll do a link. 13. I will never remember that. I'll try and remember that. Which is how you can actually use the desktop version on your phone to look ahead for jobs. And what I'll do is I'll calculate, like I've done now. I will book 2 jobs in advance. I'll go, right, that's the next one. And then you get, but the thing on the third job, you've got to leave yourself a bit more leeway. Because then it's, you know, the further ahead you book, the more and more chance there is to go wrong. So I tend to book 2 or 3 in advance. I mean, I've got this one, and once this is off, I'm going to be heading over to pick up the one for Bedford. The second I'm heading over to pick up the one for Bedford, I will be looking for my next one. There's no point doing it now because I've got distribution centre things to deal with. That. And on the other one also, Shane Hardy says, so the moral of the story is don't get comfy, don't lose money. It's always best to stay out in the van so you can take care, take money. Basically is, Dale, yeah, don't go home. Because you go home, you still want to leave. If you're lucky. I mean, some people don't want to go home, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, that worked for me. I'd stay in the van. And you're not burning diesel as well. If I go, well, I'm in Milton Keynes, I'm only 20 minutes away from home. Yeah, but you still, what happens if your next job's in Milton Keynes? So you go all the way home, you go back to Milton Keynes, you've done 40, you've done time, you've done diesel, you sit in the motor, and you get to a point, I say 3 o'clock. If it's gone 3 o'clock, or if you know I'm going to get back to the yard by three, I think at this point, no one's going to have me. Because by the time they've got me, might be it's different in a van, but in a truck, they get me loaded, and I'm on site. I'm not going to get the site till gone five, and then there's a chance I won't get it off. So that's the way it works. Miscellaneous this week, Scrapper says, and this is to do with a factoring company, and it's starting to believe. Now, I don't know, let's have some thoughts on this, because if the CX aren't going to factor internally, which, you know, it's going to be a lucrative venue stream for the revenue stream if they can do it, like, isn't it? It's also going to be, there's going to be a load of people on there that have gone, I've fought long and hard to get on a CX, big stolen borrowed, to get ahead, and now they're just letting any Tom, Dick and Harry come on and just factor it. So let's have some thoughts on that. I'm kind of semi-guilty of myself in the fact that I have used factoring companies because I've had to. But, I mean, like I say, ideally, and I keep saying, if you can do it without one, don't take one. And I did also do the video recently saying, if you do want to take one, I will help you. But to be honest with you, that's become a bit of a moot video, because if they're saying they're not taking them from January, I'm just going to recommend anybody who rings me up saying, Pete, what about a factoring company? I go, don't do it. It don't work. You can't, it doesn't work. But anyway, this is all work in progress. There'll probably be a video on it, I'm sure. Scrapper says, this is the only real way to start without a factoring company and not to go into debt. To do the CX on your own, start in a van in the day, and then do like every or Domino's or kebab shops of the night. If I remember, he said Jazz at North Ants Courier did Yodel. You could, well, the problem you've got with this, you're working long days. You're allowed to work a 15-hour day. You're allowed to drive for 10. But if you're overdoing it and then you're tired, then you make mistakes, then you have an accident, and then sort of insurance, do you really want to go that route? I mean, you could do weekends. You could potentially do you could do 3 days on the CX and like 3 days like part time, and then slowly but surely go over. That could be a way of doing it. However you do it, if you can do it without a factoring company, all power to you. If you can't, it looks like the whole world is shifting anyway. We'll find out. So, and finally, in conclusion, so I'm going to have to go back in a minute. Godzilla said, can't remember the name of your superhero book. Xmas is coming. Let's hear it. There are two books out there. There is the superhero book, which is called The Unbelievables, and there is the sort of fiction, non-fiction, which is called Shall I Go On Mum? And they're both on the website. And if you just type Pete the Trucker into Google, it will take you to the website. It's all on there, all the links, all the stuff to Insurance Revolution. If you want to get the insurance, it's all there. We're all coming up to it. Right, that's it. I'm going to cut this one off now because it's time to go back in. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your Sunday. Take care. Take money.